support provided by Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating allergies, sore throats, sprains, strains, and more. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway along Route 13 in Carbondale.
Good morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac for this 24th day of August. In 1869, on this day, the waffle iron was patented. Actress Ann Archer is 69 today, and comedian David Chappelle turns 43. Locally in Olney next month, Richland Memorial Hospital is holding a program for women who are currently undergoing treatments for cancer. The session on September the 12th is titled Look Good, Feel Better, and the phone number is 618-395-7340, extension 4608. In Polk County this Saturday, the Shawnee chapter of the Illinois Audubon Society is hosting the Insect Extravaganza. The family and kids-centered event is held at the Illinois Audubon Society's War Bluff Wildlife Sanctuary. And now that since the new school year has begun, here is Carrier Mills Social Studies teacher Mark Motzinger talking about how he gets students interested in local history.
I tried to find some ways to get them interested, and one of the ways I found was talk about stuff that they can actually see and participate in. Most of these kids all know that Stone Fort Bluff. They don't really understand how it got its name, but it's something. They walk up there and they can see it. There's, you know, tombstones. We did a thing 2 years ago on Civil War veteran tombstones in our school district, and oh, they got all excited. They would come back over the weekend, tell me about a graveyard they'd found, and it was stuff that they could relate to. The local stuff, to kids that are rural kids in Southern Illinois, that's what means a lot. It's something they can actually see.
And that's your Wednesday WSIU Almanac. Enjoy the day. Good Wednesday morning, and on the WSIU Almanac, Thomas Edison patents the motion picture camera on this day in 1891. Locally in Cape this Saturday, the Senior Matters Expo takes place at the Osage Center starting at 10 a.m. This charitable community event brings together local groups that cater to the high school senior class of 2017, as well as seniors in life. Canned food items will be collected for distribution to local food banks, and $7,000 in scholarships will be awarded at this Saturday event. For more information, call 573-334-5565. And you've probably noticed more butterflies flying around this time of the year, and one that is quite striking is the red admiral butterfly. With brown wings edged with bright orange and often featuring white splotches on the wingtips. Dr. Michael Jeffords is with the Illinois Natural History Survey based at the University of Illinois in Champaign, and I asked him how long these butterflies live.
Oh, several months. Takes maybe 3 weeks to maybe a month to, as a caterpillar, and they probably live for, you know, 2 or 3 months as an adult.
Now, they may not live very long, but they have a huge range.
Yeah, actually, they're circumpaleartic. That's a big word for you. Actually, any temperate zone around the world has red admirals, including Europe and Asia. They're two generations, or two broods per year, or two generations per year, and they overwinter as adults, and most of the years they don't survive Illinois winters, so they have to recolonize from the south every year.
And that's your WSIU Almanac for August 24th. Have a good day.